Jesus understood that his people would face trials, temptations, doubts, adversities, and all sorts of other challenges. And in his role as our priest, he helps us through these times partly by praying and interceding for us. Perhaps the greatest example of this in Scripture is found in what Christians know as Jesus' high priestly prayer, recorded in John chapter 17. What was the main point of Jesus' high priestly prayer?
When Jesus prays in John 17, it's an extension and sort of a climax to the upper room discourse. Maybe he prayed in the upper room, maybe he was praying as they walked toward the Garden of Gethsemane, but it's definitely the bridge between 14, 15, 16, and 18. And I see it as Jesus' prayerful way of asking the Father to enable those apostles to overcome the world. Later, after he's raised from the dead, that's what he says to them, "Be of good cheer, I've overcome the world." And he uses that phrase, uses the term world 19 times in that prayer. So I think the main point of the high priestly prayer is it's the prayerful request to the Father that God will so empower and indwell, John 15, abide in me and I in you, that will so indwell those apostles that they'll be able to overcome the world. Now, there's some clues in the prayer of how he hopes that they'll do that. The first way is we overcome the world by glorifying God instead of glorifying the world. Whenever we live in a way that honors God and pleases God, we've overcome the world in one sense of the word. Another way that he prays for them is that they will keep the word. He talks about how he's given them the word. He's been their teacher. He's been their rabbi. He's instructed them. Now he's praying that what's gotten into them will now become part of the way that they live. And what's interesting to me in that prayer is that at verse 9, the thing pivots into the apostles. But then when you get to verse 20, it's to those who will believe. So he's not just praying that the original 12 will overcome the world. He's praying that we'll overcome the world too. And I think that's a great encouragement, that the same power that was available to those original apostles to do that is also available to us. And as he works his way through that prayer about overcoming the world, he says several neat things, I think. One is, if we do that, we'll experience joy. Like Stanley Jones used to say, "For this I was made." There'll just be that inner sense that I'm doing what I was put on the earth to do. And there's great joy in that. He says also that we'll dwell in unity, because when you see other, believers doing that, you find a oneness in that prayer. And he prays for that. "I pray that they may be one, Father, even as we are one." There's a kind of an ecumenism that happens in this experience of living out our faith. We find other believers all around the world who are doing that same thing, and that's a wonderful thing. And then, of course, he prays that we'll live in love. But all of that is pointing to, I think, the main idea, and that is that by doing these things, we'll be overcomers. We will overcome the world.
Jesus knows that his time is short, that it's time for him, as he says, to go back to be with the Father when they were one before the beginning of the world. And in this time, Jesus says that, "I've kept all that you have given me except one, the son of perdition, so that Scripture may be fulfilled." So Jesus is really praying to the Father about the disciples, that he's going to leave them. They're going to be left behind. And now what's going to happen to them? As Jesus says, they're in the world, as I was in the world, but not of the world. And now, Father, please keep them from the evil one. Protect them from this cosmos, from this evil age, from the things that are happening here. He says, "I worked with them for three and a half years to sanctify them, to bring them to this point, but now I'm not going to be here with them. So, Father, please keep them. Continue this sanctification process, because they're going to be facing great trials and great persecutions. And now, how are they going to get through this?" So again, it's a prayer to God to take care of his disciples in preparation for the work and the trials, the persecutions, the martyrdom that's going to come before them, the things they're going to have to sacrifice to spread the gospel message of Jesus Christ.